The News in Numbers with Tanya Khoury, exclusively on Chai FM.
Good morning, Tanya Khoury. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. It's Friday. No need to complain. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Sounds like you're having fun.
Always, always. But you've got to come and join us in studio one of these days, and we can all belly dance together.
Actually, oh, I'm so in. My hand was going and the hips were moving while your tune was playing. It was really cool tune.
Tweet us a picture, Ton.
No. Don't be ridiculous now. Let's stick to being professional.
I am so excited about the charts this week. I presume we have a full from Grace.
Disgrace Mugabe to those of us who don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I have watched this story with such interest over the past week, like I can't get enough of it. And it makes you wonder though, because all of a sudden the charts look completely different. We lost Women's Month on social media. Now, isn't that ironic?
That's become Grace Mugabe's
with Women's Assault.
Yeah. She's a powerful, strong woman with an extension cord.
I saw a meme that had a picture of an extension cord and underneath it goes, Beats by Grace. But really, we shouldn't laugh. I mean, it is a horrific story, but is she in the country? Isn't she in the country? Did she hand herself in? No, she didn't hand herself in. Did she leave? She's back in Zimbabwe. No, she's not back in Zimbabwe. She's here. Fikile Mbalula saying that she won't get away with it, but then he let her get away with it. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, but Grace Mugabe has taken up 40.5% of our news media reporting over 7 days.
Incredible.
And let's just put that into perspective. That dwarfs Women's Month, which is 5.3%, that only in the news chart, social media has so forgotten about Women's Month. It puts secret ballot and no confidence vote at 17.9%. So it's over twice the size of that particular story. The Guptas, 4.8%. So they're 1/10 of the size of Grace Mugabe. And then it makes you wonder, so is there something here to detract our attention from what's going on in our country? You never know. But 40.5% of Grace Mugabe, the story hasn't stopped. My most entertaining moment was yesterday when Harry Nell stood up at a press conference and said, I'm going to defend this. And if it doesn't go, the government route, I'm taking it to private prosecution. So the entertainment doesn't stop.
If I was the Mugabe kids, I would want my mother arrested because they're entitled to have hot women in their bedroom.
Do you know that they were kicked out of Dubai for bad behavior?
Well, they were kicked out of their Sandton apartment for bad behavior.
No, but all this international travel. I mean, surely Zimbabwe can offer them what the rest of the world can. Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
Never mind.
No, no.
Well, maybe not hot women, but surely they can take a hot girl home.
Yeah, sure, well.
Without their mother beating up their dates.
No, I'm sure Grace is like, you know what, I'm beating her because she's hot. You know, she tempted my son. That's exactly what she said. Yeah, it's not my son's fault.
She plied them with drugs.
Oh my gosh, so actually she's just being an overprotective mom.
Well, I think overprotective is probably an understatement.
Yeah, well, good luck with that, mother-in-law.
Her overprotective husband seemed to fly in to try help her, though.
Yeah.
Apparently so. Apparently Robert Mugabe's in the country.
Maybe yeah, they could both share a prison cell.
It's very, very interesting what happens here. There are those remnants of al-Bashir in my mind. But now that AfriForum have stepped up to the plate, that makes it even more entertaining. So watch the space. The story is only going to get bigger.
Yeah. Liberty Nyati actually tweeted yesterday, Mbalula is scared of Zuma. Zuma is scared of Robert Mugabe. Robin Mugabe scared of Grace. Case closed.
Oh, Hail Mary full of grace.
Social media, not missing a trick though. Social media, it's the second largest story on the chart, 13.8%. But us as social media consumers have certainly not lost our focus. Still half of our conversation, 50.7%, is focusing on Zuma must fall in some way or another. Another interesting change on the news charts is Manana has dropped off. So he came in at less than 0.1% this week. But on social social media, we are wide awake. The third largest story on the charts this week is to Manana at 9%. So it doesn't matter.
I have a very important question.
Yes.
You know, next week, Floyd Mayweather gets into the ring with Conor McGregor. It's the boxers versus the cage fighters. It's the biggest fight maybe of the last decade.
Yes.
What happens if we put Manana in a ring with Grace Mugabe? Who would win?
Grace.
I tell you what.
With or without the electric cord?
No, she's allowed the electric cord. He can just stand on her neck and head.
Can he wear a purple bow tie, though?
He can wear a purple bow tie, but I think let's put them in an octagon. We could make a fortune selling tickets to this fight.
I think you're onto a winner, and I'm first in line for a ticket. Let me know.
My money, by the way, is on Floyd Mayweather. Just putting it out there.
I'm playing Connor, hey?
You really?
I think it's fixed anyway. I've got a very, very sad, sad feeling in my tummy that fight's fixed. But I will be staying up to watch.
My money's on Floyd and Grace for the doubleheader.
Yeah, but from the one that, the shock announcement yesterday of Makosi Koza. Like what? Oh, good heavens, guys. Cry the beloved country. 5.6% in news media to Makosi Koza, and 5.4% in social media, it was 5.6%, and in news media, 5.4%. A big story only just broke, so I think that's going to grow. Social media really upset that has happened. The witch hunt continues. That's what they're referring it to. To it as, includes a whole bunch of other people. I put the so-called ANC rebels together on a chart on a section of the pie, but they didn't feature in the top 10, which made me a bit sad because I think we should be paying attention to that particular story. Zuma clearly not happy with the no confidence, vote. And the naysayers, so-called.
But what's also amazing is that Marikana, people don't seem to care.
Oh, they did. News media, 6.2%. Didn't make, social media, 4.8%. So they did
nothing.
Care.
It's the fifth anniversary of Marikana, and it's not major news.
You know what? It is major news, but it's competing with, especially on social media, so many more people are weighing in on Grace Mugabe than are weighing in on Marikana. It doesn't mean that they're not taking notice.
And Bonang's book, that's a colouring in book, isn't it?
No, but it should be.
If you use a red pen, absolutely, it's a colouring in book. Don't let anybody tell you any different. But you make an excellent point, Howard. There's so many stories that got dwarfed by Grace Mugabe this week. Some of them just out of interest. Wade for Nikak, Bal Pottinger. There's a court case going on with Bal Pottinger now. I thought that would have made more headlines. Faith Mutambi didn't make the charts, and I absolutely thought she should have.
No, we lost our faith?
No.
Between faithless and disgrace, like it's over. It's really over. BRICS Bank opened yesterday. What's that all about?
Will you be depositing your bat mitzvah money into BRICS Bank? That's really the question.
I'm not going to. And then Shahid Omar was assassinated. That didn't make the top 10. Trevor Noah and Charlize Theron did a little bit of a roadshow. That didn't make it. There was a school shooting, which was horrific. That didn't make it. And then state capture's been pushed off the charts. Do you see what I mean? Like, are we being manipulated? Not so sure. I have a couple of conspiracy theories in my head. And wait for NICAC. So the good news stories didn't make the charts. The bad news stories continue to dominate. There's a few others. Batabile Dlamini, she turned up for the press conference yesterday, 2 hours late, and there were no journalists, and then she asked where they were.
And everyone knows if you want to keep journalists, you just give them food and alcohol, and then they will stay for as long as you want.
It's not very hard, guys. Just turn up. It would be nice if you turned up. So that's basically your news and social media wrapped up. There are a few more. I've posted them on your timeline.
Just before we move on, Tanya, Caster Semenya.
Yes.
Did you follow what was happening with her and Katie Hopkins?
Oh, I love that story. really loved that story.
Katie Hopkins has become the new Belle Pottinger.
Social media.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Katie Hopkins, she's become like the new person that South Africans troll.
She has. And it's not the first time either. I think this is the second time we've made a noise about her. But yes, Caster Semenya coming in at 5.2%. The Brits making a fuss about, Caster, which is like, you want to ask yourself, like, if she was British, would you be making a fuss? You know, is it just because she's not British? But 5.2% to Caster Semenya. So nice to see her on the charts. Some for the wrong reasons, but, certainly she did make an impact this week.
All right, let's look at international news. What were the big international stories this week?
So, I got to tell you a story. I hope he's listening. Guy Cohen from New Jersey has
Morning,
been keeping
Guy.
Me on my toes all week. He's been tweeting at me, asking me about statistics about Charlottesville. And, yeah, he certainly kept me working this week. So, Guy, thank you for that. I hope you're listening. 50% of the international news's top 10 belongs to Charlottesville.
Sure. How many stories was that?
how many lessons of English do we need?
I don't know, but I learned it good. I learned it in Dingo.
I heard you may have learned it all from maybe Bonang's book.
You're so ugly. So Charlottesville, in news media alone, remember we don't track the social media for international news. It costs a fortune to do it. And there's really no resale value for us. So sorry about that, Guy, but we are tracking the news media. And that's over 200,000 articles in less than 7 days, and it climbs by the second. Sure. Huge news media focus. Trump just exasperating the situation, alt-left and alt-right, and and certainly taking his time to come out to condemn the white supremacists, and that making a big noise across the water. So half of our international news media this week focuses on that story.
I think America may have not alt-left, alt-right, but may have Alzheimer's, the way they're allowing Nazis, anti-Semites and fascists to actually march openly in their country.
But that's
democracy. Think the Control-Alt-Delete is required, don't you?
I think so. All right, what else is on the international chart?
So here's my peeve for the week. I think I'm the only person in the world irritated by this, but I'm very irritated by this. Obama tweeted, because of the Charlottesville issue, a quote from Nelson Mandela.
Okay. I'm so glad you took this up. Oh. You know that I confronted him on it, and he ignored me.
He ignored me too.
I said, why don't you have your own quotes? Why do you have to quote Nelson Mandela as your own? He attributed it. He made it like it was his own quote, Howard.
No. He said Nelson Mandela.
No, he didn't.
In his last tweet, there were three tweets, and then in the last tweet, he said Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
We mustn't be precious with our
Madiba.
Yes, we must.
He's a world figure. His message is universal. Allow him to be shared. And we must be proud when American presidents quote him.
Okay, hold on. We're all talking over each other. Hold on one sec. Ton, what were you saying?
I said it's fine to use Nelson Mandela's quotes. I absolutely share the man. He's a world legend.
Yes.
But accredit him.
100%.
How many Americans saw that tweet and thought those words came out of Obama's mouth?
A lot. In fact, most of them.
All of them. Yeah, exactly. Because they wouldn't know Nelson Mandela's quote from an Obama quote. So the fact that he didn't accredit him irritated the living daylights out of me. I can't
me
tell
too.
You. My whole opinion of the man has changed.
Mine too.
Tanya, I want you to know that I know I'm sitting in the studio with a big Trump fan here, but Barack Obama quotes Nelson Mandela and Donald Trump quotes Jacob Zuma. That's really,
where did he quote Jacob Zuma?
I'm sure he couldn't read some numbers either.
Right. Tanya, what else have we got? Because we've got to wrap up with you.
North Korea is still on the charts, 5%, but that has certainly died down. Sierra Leone, wow, 2.5%. I'm so glad it made the charts.
Yeah.
What horrific images are coming out
Terrible.
Of that country. really, really startling, and wow, the power of Mother Nature, just scary, really scary. The other big stories, the Barcelona attack, that's a new entry, 7.8%, and I expect that story to grow. Only happened in the past 36 hours, so that hasn't been given a chance to get on the charts, but already it's sitting at 8%, so that's going to make big media, and I believe there was a second attack as well, so let's see.
Tom, did you see that wonderful Jimmy Kimmel extract where they went onto the streets of Los Angeles and they said to people, do you think we should use military action in North Korea? And the Americans said yes. And they said, well, here's a map. Show us where North Korea is. And they go, no, that's Canada. No, that's America. No, that's South America. It was just marvelous.
That's how it is.
Well, you see, and you want the American people to know that Obama quoted Mandela. It's just not going to happen.
Exactly. And you know what? In truth, he could have put that entire quote on one image. He broke it up into three different images specifically. I'm telling you, I'm so disgusted by it. I'm absolutely mortified.
Do you know what, Ne? There were three tweets. I can even show you. It's just that the most liked tweet was the one that didn't have Nelson Mandela's name on it.
Yeah, because people thought, he did it like that specifically.
Guys.
Do you know that tweet is the most liked tweet in the history of Twitter?
Yes, I saw that.
There you go.
And it was attributed... Yeah. Anyway, never mind. It wasn't attributed to anybody. Yes. Tanya Curry, thank you so much. You have a wonderful weekend, and we'll catch up with you next Friday, please God.
You too, guys. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for the fun.
Cheers, TK. Bye. That's Tanya Curry. She's the managing director of ROI Africa. If you want to see the charts, then follow Chai FM on Twitter, ChaiFM, or you can also follow Howard Saxteen. At Howard Saxteen or at Kathy Kayla. Yeah, or Tanya ROI. You can follow any of them and you'll get them and you'll be able to see those beautiful pie charts.